out a lot. You know, I got a lot more reps. I was more comfortable after my sophomore year. I knew what my role was going to be my junior year coming in, so I was just able to make more plays and settle in. Right now, I've just been getting the question on which one I'm more comfortable with. I'm comfortable playing either one. A lot of the times, they're looking at me at the strong safety there.
Did you have to play free because of what they were doing
with Inca? Yes, sir.
Yeah. But you're a natural strong, right?
Either one. I just at Alabama, free was mainly what I played, though. So.
Did you show any good tight ends this season? Did you recall? Any man coverage?
Not that I really know of. I went against O.J. Howard, though, my first 2 years at Alabama, so I did that a lot in practice, guarding him. He's a great tight end. So
you figured you could do it?
Yes, sir. It would be a matchup, but I feel like I can do it. Just his speed, his quickness, his ability to use his hands. He runs great routes. He's a great athlete. He'll go up and catch the ball. He can put it pretty much anywhere. He's just a great player, great instincts. No, sir. That's what I'm supposed to do. You know, I play the free safety. You know, I'm kind of like the headbanger in the back end. So when I make a big play, like, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's a high praise, especially after, you know, his production and everything he's done in the league. You know, he's a great player, smart player. He brings it on the field, competitor. You know, and I feel like we match up the same. Just trying to show them that I'm a tough player, that I'm smart. You know, I communicate a lot in the back end. I make a lot of calls. I'm just a smart player with a lot of instincts.
Have you been having a lot of meetings this week?
Yes, sir.
Have you met with
not yet. I think I meet with them tonight. Former? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I met with Pittsburgh Informer. I think I got a formal with them tonight as well. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did celebrate that one. When I ran the touchdown, I did a little dance at the end. Quick little dance so Coach Saban didn't see it, but it was a nice little touchdown. Yeah, I don't think he really likes celebrating that much, so I try not to do too much. No, sir. Yeah, definitely. Growing up, Florida State was my favorite team. You know, I stayed like right around the corner from the stadium and stuff, so I wanted to get looked at by them, but I guess it wasn't for me. Oh, I had a ball. I had fun. You know, finally get a chance to show them what I got. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I wanted to make a play on him, of course, you know, get the sack, but I never intended to hurt him or put him out for the season or anything like that. So I felt very bad, especially that being the first game of the season, and for him to go out like that. So I just told him I didn't mean it. I wish the best for him. I'm going
to
be praying for him.
Did you talk to him later?
No, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, playing quarterback in high school, I made a lot of checks, made a lot of calls. I did a lot of the offensive work. So coming into Alabama, you know, it was easy for me to get out there and make checks and calls in the back end. You know, I'm used to doing that, communicating a lot with my teammates. No, sir. Not yet. Christian Kirk is a great receiver. I matched up with him a lot my sophomore year and my all 3 years actually, my freshman year, sophomore year, and last year. So he's a great receiver, great competitor.
So about good tape, what are the two of the games you most want teams to rewatch again?
The Auburn game, even though we lost, I had a pretty good game that game, and I would say LSU game. He's a great player, versatile, smart, has a lot of instincts, you know, pays attention to detail. You can just write a whole book on Minka, you know, he's a great player all the way around.
What do you think is your best role in the next level? If you had to pick an ideal spot for him in terms of your usage and where you line up on the field most consistently, what do you think
I mean, like I said, I'm good. I'm comfortable at doing both. But, I mean, wherever team needs me, pretty much, I can play the free or the strong. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Has he talked to you about an area where they definitely want to see you
improve? Yeah, definitely. A couple teams talked about just showing more range in the back end. Definitely if I'm going to be a free. A lot of teams like the fact that I played in the box a lot and covered tight ends my freshman year, so strong safety aspect.
One of the more ridiculous things I've heard in the last 24 hours, people are now down on Calvin Ridley the athletic numbers. Anything in terms of what have you seen you practice against every single day? What kind of player is Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley is an electric player. Those numbers pretty much don't mean anything. You get out there and you try to cover him, you're going to see how athletic he is. I take Minka just because I'm most comfortable with him. We've been together since freshman year. Me and him communicate a lot in the back end. A lot of times we don't even have to say anything to each other. We could just look at each other and do a hand signal or something and we'll get it done. So just because we're most comfortable together. That's hard because we got a lot of guys. I feel like there's a couple guys here that don't get as much attention as they should. Pretty much every guy here started for us for at least 1 or 2 years, and that says something, especially seeing as how we play in the SEC. We've been to three national championships all 3 years, so, I mean, any guy that's here that's not getting a lot of buzz, they should. What do you mean? I mean, yeah, definitely, you know, a lot of guys come out of high school 5 stars, you know, being the man at their school, and then you go to Alabama where there's a pool of guys that are all good, so you really have to just, you know, wait your turn and learn to be patient. Definitely, Haha, you know, Haha is like my big brother. Me and him talk a lot, you know, he gives me a lot of advice on what to expect and stuff like that, so he's one that helps me out a lot. It helped us a lot, you know, because it allowed us to focus on one position, you know, allowed us to play a lot of guys and allowed for them to get comfortable at their positions. If a guy went down, you know, Mika could just fill in at this spot or he could fill in at that spot. So it just gave a lot of guys a chance to learn the playbook and focus on their position. Yeah, definitely. In the slot, playing nickel, I think he was the best. He's the best I've seen do it, you know, for the most part. That's pretty much his natural position. Just my intelligence, you know, and then my versatility as well. Being a safety, big safety, I'm able to come down in the box and go out there and cover in the slot. I'm smart. I communicate in the back end. I make all the checks and stuff like that. So I think that's what separates me. What you're referring to? It wasn't the trash talking. It was me and Eddie. We had a little altercation, so it wasn't the trash talking. It was just some words that we said to each other as a team. But you're gonna have that. On any team, you know, you just got to try to deal with it the best way. Try not to make a bigger scene like I did with it. But just try to get through that. Me and him were fine by the end of the game, so it happens, you know. I met with him informally. I'm supposed to meet with him tonight, I believe. Well, like you said, I did it all pretty much. So, I mean, I'm comfortable doing both. Whatever a team needs me to do, I can step in and do it. Whether it be in the box, covering tight ends, I can do that. Or if it's in the back end, I mean, I'm comfortable with both.
It seemed like Alabama had, I mean, obviously, tons of
Definitely. Me, of course. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Rashawn Evans, Deron Payne. The list goes on. You know, pretty much everybody who lined up and started had a say-so this year on our defense. We had a lot of leaders out there. I think they ran it against the scout team. I don't think the first team defense ever seen it, but I'm pretty sure it was successful if they ran it in the game and it worked like that.